Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. Tonight will be the second night of the Dr. Winston's Faith Refresher Conference, and it is going now. So we're glad to have you join us. Here we go. They're just receiving the tithes and offerings right now. That's why it's so quiet at the moment.
Let's go to a scripture here, and it's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, and we're going to start reading at verse 5. Let me pray first and we'll get started. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the anointing. And in this house, all of you have been sent to pray.
Nothing. For the things that are seen are on the subject of things. But the things
the Bible refers to God as the eternal. So God knew what to do, God has all the provisions prepared. So as a problem, he does wisdom made up.
Multiply, come on, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now,
We're going to talk about fruitfulness in just a minute. But replenish means to perpetually renew and resupply. Resupply. That's if you are walking supply. You need to resupply. See, the devil has tried to supply what with his vision. His vision is cardiac. His vision, I'm saying, it is ungodly law. That's the devil's vision. And if they're listening to the devil and do what he says, then they're going to be supplying the earth with a bunch of stuff that's not supposed to be here. But along comes a believer with the middle wits and faith and pressure. They have to Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 16. Let's look what it says. Ready? Read.
And I have my word in my mouth, and I have covered the shaft of my feet that I gave you. And then
one of the reasons that you exist is a plan for heaven. Isn't that powerful? And you didn't choose him. He chose you. Y'all heard my story about being chosen. Y'all want to hear it again? You know, many boys in high school, you know, and we think, you know, we thought we were cute and all that, you know. And me and Gerald, I was standing at a party and so forth, talking to each other, you know, just styling and profiling, you know. You know how you do. It's like you're taking a photograph or something. And so I noticed this young lady had eyes on me. Now, I didn't know if she was looking at Joe, Elvis, or whatever, because all of us were school. I had a Corvette, Joe had a Corvette, Elvis had a GTO. So we was a tall hall, we got the trunk. This has been tough, what we got. And so I said, let me see if she's looking at me or looking at him. So I kind of sat back, you know, give a few faces back, and just out of the corner of my eyes, just check her out. And her eyes were right, I mean, she had a crosshair right on me. So I walked back up to the boys and said, boys, I don't know how much all I want to be with y'all. Look like I've been killed. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to the other side. I'm suburbs. Now, the point to you is that he takes you out of the group. And you might say, well, I didn't finish high school. I didn't. You might be giving all these excuses, but he didn't care about that. He picked you out. He told you before you came into the earth and said, this is going to be my daughter. This is going to be my son. Now, you may have messed up along the way, but I've got enough grace. Oh, my God. To clean up your way.
So what am I saying? I'm saying that they cried out to Jesus. It's in Luke chapter 17. They cried out to Jesus. They said, Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus said something in Luke chapter 17 and verse 5, he said, go show yourself to the priests. The Bible says, as they went on, they were healed. Isn't that something? So one of the ways that you turn faithless is to act on it. That, amen. So the way Jesus turned faithless is he spoke to this tree. And when he did, he turned faith loose. I went on up there and took a nap and slept all night. And now he woke up the next morning. He went headed down that same pathway. And one of them said,
Master, behold, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. And he said, have faith, come on, in God, or have God's kind of faith. So what we found out is that the faith that God gave you is his faith. So you got the same faith God used to create the universe. And we said that faith will do big things. And we're right. We see over in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12 how that faith stopped the sun. Oh, God, mercy. Say amen to that. We see that same faith that David used, slayed a lion, come on, slayed a bear, and slayed and stopped the whole army. Am I right? We see that that same faith worked out of this woman Esther, and it actually stopped the whole nation or race of people from genocide. This one woman. So here's what I found out. Faith works for young folks and old folks. Lord have mercy. I don't know how much better to put that. Now, what do I say about that? Because we tend to think that the person is too young to really do this. Well, if they're not doing it and faith is doing it, what difference does it make? Oh, I got you now. I got you now. If this person is 12 years old, saved, how many of you know you get saved at 12? Then they got the same faith as an 80-year-old. I'm going to try that one more time. If this child is 12 years old, then they are capable of doing supernatural things as just as much as a person who's 40 years old, who's 80, it doesn't make any difference. Because faith is faith. And sometimes they are capable of using it much better than old folks. Old folk have skepticism sometimes, but those kids are what we call democlasts. They are democlasts. They're not timid. They're not fearful. They are not easily discouraged. These are the best democlasts things. Here's a man that was lame. He was on a cot, on a bed, and they heard that Jesus was preaching on the inside, Mark chapter 2. And they went to the door and couldn't get in because of all the religious leaders. And so what did they start to do? We're going to go up on the roof. Went up on the roof. Come on, help me out. And tore the thing over and let the man down on the bed before Jesus. And when Jesus saw them, do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying, Douglas, it's time for the church to be Douglas. Don't fear a thing. Come on, don't fear a thing. Don't be concerned about what they're going to say about you, but you won't lose your little reputation. No. If you go to church any more than one day a week, they might be talking about you.
And all and said this. He's a Christian. He says, you know, there's a place in the Bible, Reverend, that says no man builds a tower except he first counts the cost. He said, Reverend, sometimes we have to count the cost. Well, he didn't even get a revelation of that. So what happened? I went to God. Why? Because he said, if any man lacks wisdom, that's a mention of God. Did he say that? And then he said over in Luke chapter 11, verse 10, or whatever it is, for everyone that asks, receives. So I just received. I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, next Sunday, you're having services on the other end. Get them up in the middle of the service. March every one of them down here in this open thing and march them around and let them go back and sit down. All three services. I did that, and the next thing you know, something broke. It's coming. Now look at it now. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm going to talk about three things first. In terms of introduction, and then we're going to talk about feed the faith. Feed the faith, because three out of four times, it looks like nothing is working. But you're going to have to hold on to your faith without wavering. Say amen to that. All right, number one, the kingdom of God is a new order of living by faith. The kingdom of God is a new order of living by faith. Live in the kingdom apart from faith. This is the way God plans for you to live. Jesus came in Mark chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, and he came preaching the kingdom of God, saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is come. And so what I'm saying is that if you're going to be a citizen of the kingdom, you're going to have to live by faith. He said over in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes in the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And Abba 2:4, he says, the just shall live by his faith. So God wants you to have your faith. Thank God I'm here and I can put my faith along with your faith, but God wants you to have some faith. So first one is that. The next one is production. It has to do with being fruitful. Say be fruitful. Now that's where you're going to have to produce by faith on a superior method of the Spirit realm. You're going to have to produce by faith on a spiritual and the spiritual level. Let me just say this. I want to say it like you can understand. You're going to have to produce something out of your spirit instead of out of your mind. You're going to have to produce it. Your spirit is designed to produce it. Your mind, your hands are designed to gather it. Are you with me? Look, that spiritual reduction, don't try to get the understanding of this. I want to really, boy, this is, you know, I got to go up there now. I can't go up there now. Don't try to get the full understanding of this with your natural mind. You got to receive it first and then believe it. Got it? So it's got, you got to receive what I'm saying first. Now, what I'm saying is this. That Adam in the beginning named animals in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 or so. He named animals. Where did the names come from? God. So the names came from God, and God speaks to your what? Spirit. So it came through his spirit, and now it came from the spirit realm, and now he is going to manifest it either by speaking it or somehow by faith. Are you
gotta have this out. God, your spirit is soil. God is the your love member is as far as the kingdom of God as a man can see where?
Is it around?
Okay, the ground is your spirit. Jesus is the male. The church is the female. Now, I'm not talking about nothing freaky or nothing that's got to do with that mess they're talking about. This church is the receiver. You got what I'm saying? So, he's got something for you that you can put in the door. Now, once you do, then you can see the now, this is when Proverbs 20:27 takes over. Over in Proverbs 20:27, I want you to see that. Now, I want you to read that. Ready? Read.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the
inner parts of the body. All right, so here is your spirit. Here is the Holy Ghost in you who is God. So your spirit is the light bulb that goes into the library of his spirit, searching for the wisdom that it takes. Answer the situation that you have. Are you following what I'm saying? And it'll do that while you're asleep, because he never sleeps. So he makes a start when you put something in before you go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, the spirit is searching. Now, 1 Corinthians and chapter 2, verse 11. If you put that one up there, look what it says about you and about God. Ready? Read. Now, your spirit knows all about you. It knows things about you that your mind doesn't even know. Now, keep reading. So no, nobody knows God but God. So God knows about all about God, and your spirit knows all about you. And when they come together, you've tapped into all knowledge. Man, you got to get what I'm saying. No wonder Daniel could say to the king who had a dream and his sorcerers couldn't tell him what he dreamed, and he threatened him. He said, hey, if you don't tell me, I'm going to cut your heads off. I'm going to kill your families. Now, that is really, that's motivation. And so what happened is that word got to Daniel. Daniel said, come on, I'll take care of it. And he told the three Hebrews, they sought the Lord, and that night, boy, y'all got to hear on that night, man. That means you're not supposed to carry any problem over 24 hours. That night. See, that's the thing of me that night. Am I right about it? Here's Hezekiah. Hezekiah's trying to fight up this army. And I'm meeting that closing in on him. He is looking bad. And he got a word from Isaiah, who got a word from God. And he gave it to Hezekiah. Hezekiah began to praise God and open that book and begin to say the things that God said. And so what happened is just happened. Second Kings chapter 19 and verse 20, if you will. Second Kings 19 and verse 20, let me read. Which will pray to me against Sennacherib, I have what? Heard. How do you know he heard you? Of the first John chapter 5 and verse 14. This is how you know
And Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, and this is the conference of September. So ever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of them.
You know you have it. How are you going to have to be able to receive it? How are you going to have to do it?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What am I saying? It's supposed to be the smartest people that has ever hit the face of this planet. Isn't that something? I don't care what school you went to or what school you didn't go to. You have access. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6, God has laid up strong wisdom on the righteous. It's yours. I said it's yours. All right. Now, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to keep the peace. God, keep the peace. Now, I'm saying that because once you have faith and turn it loose, you will have to hold that. So the fight is over your faith. You will have to hold on to it. Now, let me show you this. So this example I told you to tell you. I flew in the military with the war. And then the fighter that I flew in is a radar screen. This radar screen can paint two things. When I say paint, it'll show up on the paper. It can paint airplanes out in front of you. Then you can put it in the third mode, and it'll paint the landscape. And sometimes, you're going in at night, and you want to see 500 feet above the terrain. You don't want to hit a mountain, you know, somebody, it'll paint that. It'll paint clouds. In other words, there are certain clouds like Cumulus Nimbus, we don't want to go in. Because they have big hailstones that will try to tear an airplane up. And we want to go around them so we can see what the problem is. Now, you're facing an enemy is coming after you. Now, you've got a feature that no longer is a screen showing you all the airplanes, but you can take the cursor and put it on that airplane that locked on. But when you do lock on, everything else goes away. Now, the good news is you know where he is. The bad news is that you don't know where anybody else is. Takes a lock off. Come on now, you got some with me. And that's what happened to Peter over in Luke at Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 through 31. He said, Master, we saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, whoa. If that's in you, tell me to come with you on the water. And Jesus said, Get down out of the boat, get over the strain, and say, what are you going to do? You always shoot your mouth off at any day. No, why not? Because faith, sometimes people are ready.
Yeah.
church. 26. Read this one. Ready? Read. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm saying she had a second
the
despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, the throne of God.
And the Apostle Paul, I think, knew something about this. When he was friends with us, were traveling with him, but there was captured on demon and theft on this one demon out of this lady that was calling all this witchcraft and so forth. And they took him and beat him and put him in jail. The Bible says over in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, at midnight, Lord have mercy. Midnight can be your worst time in life. All prayed and sang praises to God. Can't you see what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, a great earthquake. See, you don't know how God's going to deliver you, but you do know he's going to show up. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you, the jail and everybody in the jail cells were open. And the jailer thought he would kill himself. Paul said, do yourself no harm. We are all here. He kept everybody there. He said, the jailer said, well, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Watch this. I know how you see. You see what he does there? He just told you a promise of God that if you get saved, your house will be saved. I have a feeling, this is me now, that the same jailer started a church in his house. Watch this, and grew it until he became a bigger church in Macedonia. Watch this, and he kept rising. And the beginning of gospel to the nations. One day, I'm saying, what can happen if you stand on your faith? And when the worst times come, you say, ah, it's wet. Stand up and let's give God a praise for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give them a praise. Let's give them a praise. Let's give them a praise. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
And you talk.
And how we sleep away, see your blessed face, your blessed way,
you, oh yes, you. Are you awake, love? Question mark.
Give the Lord, one more praise. Can we do that? Come on, we expect the Lord. Glory to God. If you're here and you need to be born again, I want to pray for you the same prayer they prayed for years ago that made a difference in my life. They took me jumping up on all sides and caught up on the rest of the street. God, they prayed one prayer for me, and a miracle took place. I was no longer the same. All that that was troubling me just fell away. I became a brand new person, and God gave me a brand new start. I don't know if you're listening, but any kind of screen or if you're here in person, I want to do the same for you. I want to pray this prayer for you. You need to be in a place where you can say, all is well. So what I'm doing now, I'm going to call you. Whoever you are within my screen, and you can acknowledge by pressing that, which is instructing you, or whether you're here in person, whoever it is right now, here's what I want to do. Let me pray for you. That simple prayer that they prayed for me that night that changed my life forever. If you're ready for it, you want a brand new start, you want that past wiped out, and the blood of Jesus now cleansing your mind of all guilt and shame, if you're ready for that, let me pray for you right now. Here's what I want you to do. Don't be embarrassed. Come on, have that that dauntless faith. Get up on your chair. Come on up and stand with me right here, and don't be ashamed of it. Come on down. Come on down, just like you are. Come on, just like you are, whoever it is. Anyone on this side, anyone on this side, come on, just get up and come on down. Come on, stay with me here. We're going to get you a brand new start. You're going to get a brand new start right now. Come on. Keep giving them a hand clap. We're breaking the power of Satan and all that is work. I'm going to wait on you just a little bit longer. But I know Jesus heals in your heart. Let him deal with your heart. You need to run it out. You need to know what you know what you need to serve. One more time, whoever it is, get up on your chair. Come on up here. Stand with me at the altar. And let's get God in your life, whoever it is. In Jesus' name. All right, praise God. I won't keep you any longer. My screen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say this prayer with me. Lift your right hand up and say, dear Lord.
Dear Lord,
I come to you now.
I come to you now. Just
you know my life.
You know my
you
life.
You know how I've lived.
You know how I've lived.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive.
I repent of my sins.
I
believe
my sins.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Is
that he died for my sins. And all the third things.
And on the third day,
Lord Jesus,
from the
day, I ask you,
Lord Jesus,
come into my heart
and
live your life in me.
Live your life in me, and
from now on,
from
this day forward,
from this day
I belong to you.
I belong
in the name of Jesus. Now, if you said that prayer with me, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God's raising from the dead, you will be saved. Let me tell you, God has big plans for you. Now, you can download my book called Born Again and Spiritual. Get it and tell me what the next steps are as a new believer. Also, send us your email. We keep it private. I want to put you in my class called Foundations. It's 10 classes that I teach, about 45 minutes per class. I teach it online so that you can get it. And when you finish those 10 classes, you graduate with having unshakable faith. This is your time and your season. Let me call one more time. There might be somebody who said that prayer while you were in your chair. Don't try to sneak in the back door. You don't have no back door to heaven. Heaven is only the gate. So if you're here and you said that prayer, get up out of your chair. Come on up here. Stand with me right now. Come on. Come on. Get powerful. Get home. Whoever it is, anyone on this side, anyone say, now find you, you foul, unclean spirit, I find you right now in Jesus' name. Anyone, one more time, anyone want to come? Come on, make that decision now. It may be too late from now on. I'm saying this may be your night to make that decision. Anyone else? Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know there's somebody, but that's all right. God won't make you come. You have to come yourself. All right, let's stand to our feet. Did you get that part of this word tonight? Father, we thank you so much for the word. And we do appreciate what you give us.
what it takes in these last days to win every battle in the name of Jesus. Now as we go forth from this place, let your love, peace, power, and grace be with us. And the angels stand around about us. And I rebuke every spirit that would try to come in on God's people's lives that would be happy in this message. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you that whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, thank you. In Jesus' name, can somebody say amen? Bring somebody around and tell them Jesus loves you, and so do I. In Jesus.
Hello, this is Pastor David Winston, and we're so glad that you joined us for today's service. We love bringing the word to you and building your faith. To get the notes from today's teaching, go to livingwu.org. If you receive salvation, fill out our online form so that we can send you the next steps and a free gift to welcome you and to the body of Christ. You can also access our monthly donating magazine so you know everything that's going on here in our ministry. We want to help you grow in your relationship with God, build your faith, and reach your destiny. So we have a host of resources available to help you do just that. On newwinston.org, you will find online foundation classes. This online course is a game changer. It is designed to lay a biblical foundation for success in your life as a believer. If you need prayer, you can call our prayer call center at 877-543-9443, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or you can go to prayer.billwinston.org. You can go to our YouTube channel anytime and access a host of teachings to inspire you and fuel your faith. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Remember, God has a great plan for your life, and we are here to encourage you on your journey. Greater is he that is in you than anything you'll face in this world. We love you, and we'll see you again next time.
Anybody get a specific item that you want to tell us?
If you can't be just a hearer of the word, you got to be a doer also. think there's a lot of people that miss the fact that being a doer of the word is not just for the pastor. It's for every single one of us to be a doer of the word and change our world around us. The pastor reaches you. You reach your world. Think about the church. Know how many we have here. It's hard to know what, how many it's actually coming and hearing. I mean, we're at about 30 hours of viewing a day on YouTube, so who knows how much that is. But 1,900 different people a month. Well, that's just 300 people. That's the frequency of 100 people. But when those people take it out, and they preach it to everyone that's around them, now all of a sudden, we're not just preaching to 100 people. Every person knows 200. So whatever 100 times 200 is what that eventually reaches, because you and I take what we hear, our pastor preach. And then we go take that to the world. Now, you know, that's one of the things why you always got to be following God, because if you're with a pastor that's going to give you the biggest digest and, you know, guidepost or something, you're not going to be able to take that and give it to somebody and it be life to them. But when you're hearing the living, breathing word of God, like we get right here, like, you know, Dr. Winston, Dr. Butterfield, these men of God that we follow, then all of a sudden, you're taking that living word of God and giving it to other people. And it's life transforming.
Not defined.
Life transforming. Now, I want us to look at these verses that Dr. Winston was preaching tonight. And I just saw it in a different way than I ever seen it. And he added to my understanding of Job chapter 33, verses 14 through 18. So let's go there. Job 33.
You really have fallen in love with Job 33, haven't you?
Well,
have you memorized it completely already?
I have, but there's a very specific reason for this, because this is an answer for every one of us. So they have missed helping someone very important to God find God. This isn't just a cute thing to pray at the end of the program, or now I lay me down to sleep, oh Lord, you can dream. The language, the Holy Spirit, in the end times is dreams and visions. This is the language of the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Winston just took the prayer that God is going to pray, and he took it to a whole new level in this teaching. And I want you and I to see it. It is literally of that great importance to us. Otherwise, you have to end up giving up third of your life to sleep. Well, God doesn't want you to surrender a third of your life or just for sleeping. He wants to speak 24/7, 365. And your spirit, once you're born again, is already in tune with God to that level. Our spirit then is brought back to the level that it was in the garden with Adam and Eve. And we get to walk with God. We get to be one with the Father. And so, here we go. Job 33. Well, I have not read this lately, but let's do this. For God has revealed his will. He speaks not only once, but more than once. Even though men do not regard it, and this was including you, Job, but that wasn't true about Job because he did. I mean, one may hear God's voice in a dream. dream and a vision of the night when deep sleep falls on men, while they're slumbering upon the bed. Then God opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. God does. He seals their instructions. Something like that. Terrifying them with warnings, or just changing your life, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and cut off pride from him, disgusting him with his own self, his own disappointing self-sufficiency. He holds him back from the pit of destruction and his life from perishing by the sword of God's destructive judgment. Now, they put a lot of extra words in there that I don't think are necessary, but you know when it's... Anyways. Now go from that, and let's go to 2 Corinthians, no, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. And let's put this into a correlation with what God is doing in this day. So, let's go from 2, chapter 2, and with verse 6. And we'll finally read down to verse 16. Well, let's see closely how these two scriptures correlate. However, we speak wisdom among those who understand not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Now verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul is not speaking again about praying in the Spirit. We speak the wisdom of God in mystery. He had also in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where he who speaks in the Holy Spirit and where he speaks in tongues and speak a mystery. Hey, none of the rulers of this age knew as that wisdom from God, for had they known that, would not have crucified. I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So that's a natural force, and that's why here in Job, in verse 14, it says, God may speak in one way or another, and yet man doesn't perceive it. God is speaking 24/7. God is talking to you every moment where that you're awake, and now we're seeing even in your sleep. So your eye may not have seen it. Your ear may not have caught what God is saying to the mouth of a man. It may not have entered into your heart. But now look at this. This is just amazing. This is probably my greatest takeaway of tonight. God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Your Spirit, which is in tune with his Spirit, searches all things. Yes. Even the deep things of God. Now, I love this revelation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you showed Dr. Winston. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Your spirit man knows you inside and outside. That you even understand. Even so, no one knows the things of God
2, verse number 6. Oh, I missed it. Verse 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright.
Stop it.
He is a shield and those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand and every what that verse was, where it talks about the candle of the Lord. The Spirit is the candle of the Lord.
Oh.
Let's look that verse up real quick here. And we will share that verse because I never thought this was before.
Spirit is the candle of the Lord, Bible.
Proverbs 20. 20:27. Look at this. All right. Proverbs 20. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths. His heart. Your spirit searches the inner depths of your heart. While you're sleeping, if you're lying, say, speak to me in dreams and visions and revelations. Already won when you were born again. They had made one connected. So while you sleep, the deeper things of God. And of course, God's Spirit is trying to get those two or three signs that I'm not seeing. And move to their heart, the Holy Spirit of God. It's working to get that to you and I. 24/7. I'm going to add this to my notes so I don't have to mess up my hair. 20:27. I'm not connected with God like that. You know, my mind, well, I know all of those things that are there. But what you have to realize that no matter what your life, no matter what it is you're experiencing in your life, you've got to renew your heart and your mind and your understanding. Because God has already made you one with Him. God accepts love for you on one level. And then takes you to the next level. You never know where you are. And they come and take you from where you are. And so, your spirit, while you're sleeping, is working to take you to God. And then, when you fall into God, you're not understanding what the truth of the word. So, your spirit, one way or another, and may not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon them, opens the ears of men, the ears of your heart, and he feels an instruction. He's so different for God. If you look at the earth, he's your creator. You want to know him. Now, why are there so many people that do that? Because as they grew, people trained them and taught them to do it.
Amen.
find the Christ in the last days. That's right, that I will put on my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. On my men's servants, on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood, fire, vapor, and smoke. Sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, and this shall come to pass. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, you and I can see it right there, verse 18. On my men's servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. Well, not only will you prophesy, but you will. You'll have a dream. You'll see a vision. Even greater than and ability to resist it. Now I know that all of us are blue ribbon sheep here. And we would never resist God. But how we've been trained in religiosity has the ability to cause us to resist God. We would never do it intellectually. But subconsciously, if we're not careful, we'll resist the ways and the things of God just because we were trained in religiosity. And I don't ever judge anybody too severe. I do judge sometimes. But I don't ever judge anybody too severe. He's having trouble getting past religion. I've been there. I truly have been there. And it ain't no fun. Because religion is an amazing force in our life that can really be a blessing to you. But if it's not being a blessing to you, and it's not leading you in the life of the Spirit, and studying you talk about this for a minute. I'm going to read this to you right now. This is from a student at Wilmore, Kentucky, at Asbury University. This was posted 4 hours ago. Okay? Friends, if you come to Wilmore from the Asbury University, where a spontaneous revival be 31 hours ago. Come and sit in the medical presence of God. Let him pour his grace over you. Let him love you and heal you. You may have heard of revivals in days long ago and wondered what they were like. Some of you may not understand or even believe. Hundreds of people here are witness to this movement of God, experiencing the reality that the fullness of God's presence and love are beyond words. And then this person has a picture of 100 people around the front of the sanctuary at the New Auditorium kneeling at the altar, seeking God in his presence. And I think what you're going to begin to see now, as this continually goes forward, is that people are going to come from the surrounding communities and are going to join in on this revival. 31 hours is now 2 days, and it's continually going on. This one is 4 hours ago. service, there is a worship, prayer, your repentance, relationships, healing, encouragement, prayer for the nations, for those experiencing hardships, worship, and so much more. It continued all day yesterday through the night and continues today. To be honest, at times, I can be skeptical of such experiences. But yesterday and today, I stopped in and experienced the sweet and peaceful presence of the Holy Spirit. And to be honest, it was more than I have experienced in many years. This is sweet. And peaceful atmosphere. It was also pretty sweet to take out to my daughter and her friends to attend as there 3 hours ago. I'm saying this because you and I are praying this. You and I are praying this every day. Not as people at work here at Asbury University, but around the clock. Blessing and blessing. Is being poured out and people are being changed forever. I am grateful for the leadership that is so in tune with the Spirit of God. God continue to grant them wisdom and discernment. Pray for the generational ripples that this will have. I am blessed beyond measure. See if I can pull this up.
Just call my Savior God. How great thou art.
Oh, the sound just quit.
It really.
You did. We heard the first part of it, and then all of a sudden it just quit.
What I love about this revival is, I believe, and you might think that's arrogant of me, it doesn't matter if you think it's one. I'm saying, it's a platform there, and it needs a lot of time to work that. My prayer is to Job that every person that has ever been in contact with my life in some way or another has God is speaking in one way or another that I have stated. God has shown how to get them the gospel of Jesus Christ effectively. I'm speaking to you right now. And you're speaking to us. Every person that has ever touched my life is in the way. I'm standing in the gap. I make up the edge.
Yes.
I'm standing at the point of an intercessor. And have mercy on them.
And in the
gap. Over and over about reopening the wells of revival from there in the 70s. There was another great revival in the 50s, 1950s. There was a great revival in Kentucky. was one of those worlds of revival. And these men and ministries right there in Haiti have been praying for the revival. This is an answer to our prayers. Now, if you want to see more of it, what you should do is, when the program is finished, search up Lansbury University. Lansbury University on Facebook. That'll take you to their Facebook page. I would love if you could invite them to subscribe. Turn you off once. I'm going to turn you off again. Here's a best of five revolution. If you want to do on my phone, I have turned you off. Stay out. If you go, stay home. If you go to the page, it'll give you the ability to follow the page. Well, I want to hear that this program. You have a continuous model of the Bible and the sacrament.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Operating to bring to hold this verse obviously know the thing you give me tonight, I'll have an answer for you tomorrow. That's faith. That's faith in action right there in your husband. Verse 19. Then the Spirit Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Some of us have rationalized the God.
Well, it was kind of a joint effort. I started it, but you put up the program. I started Blog Talk and Facebook, so. Yeah,
right.
I started the program.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You know, in Jesus' mighty name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. So, Jesus, here's my statement of faith. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the Holy Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Welcome to the Kingdom of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. If we can play music about the most giving, welcome, welcome, welcome. God Almighty, by your request, Without me, in the words that we speak, no matter what
For this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. There's nothing missing and nothing broken. Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You endured the cross.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life forever. By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
And I thank you
for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
the blood of Jesus, by the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience
is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. recommend that you do. Click the subscribe button. Hit the bell so you're notified when he goes live. Because it's a powerful message of faith. Every time you turn it on, it's got the Word of God filled with power and life. And he's one of the people that, one of the men of God on the time, not afraid at all to have people connect to. Because I know it's filled with righteousness. It's filled with the Holy Spirit's power. There is no shame for God in this man or in these believers. It's there many times. When we go back to Michigan, many times we go through Chicago recently and stop and go to church. There's some other folks of faith. So, we're glad that I can hook up with that. Those of you on YouTube, thank you, Brother Rob. We love you. But tomorrow night, remember now, tomorrow night, the big refresher, going to watch them. If I'm not, the blog up on YouTube, I put the stick on that YouTube. That's why they keep taking our volume away from us, is because we're broadcasting music out there. So, I remember, at 6:30 tomorrow night, worship team there at Living Word. Can we keep it? That's what we say. Recognize.
We love you. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Night, love you. I did.
Bless you.
Not yet.